Hello, I'm Angel, the Joyous Life Coach, and I welcome you to the Essentials of Essential Oils. Here you will find information, curriculum, and support to help you in your journey through the use and love of essential oils. Whether you're interested in using oils in your business or just wish to have more knowledge as you play with them, this podcast is for you. Please visit me on the web at thejoyouslifecoach.com so that you can learn how to be an essential oils alchemist. Enjoy. Hello, my loves. This is Angel here, and welcome you back to the Essentials of Essential Oils. So you've learned a little bit about the history of essential oils and some of the basics when it comes to working with them and blending them. I'm going to go a little bit more into that, but I wanted to dig in and get past just kind of the pedestrian stuff you got to know and start having some fun. So I'm going to start playing with our first oil, and I'm going to pull up frankincense as the first oil that we're going to work with in the essential oils. And with all of our oils, before we begin this lesson, I want to let you know how this is going to work so that you can be prepared for future lessons. Every time I introduce you to an oil, I'm going to talk about that oil. I'm going to give you some history, give you some key information about the use of the oil, what you can use it for, how you should work with it. And then I'm going to give you a recipe to use, whether it's going to be an infuser or oil for your body. Everything's going to be a little different so that you can get to play. So that's what we're going to do today as we talk about frankincense. So let's get to work. Okay, so before we begin, I want to remind you that in our first lesson together, we talked about the 12 oils that you find in the Bible. Frankincense is one of those oils. So this is an oil that we've been working with as a people on this planet for many, many centuries. It is called the oil of the kings. We know that the three kings brought the gift to Jesus Christ when he was born, and that was gold, myrrh, and frankincense. We also know that Cleopatra used frankincense for her cosmetics and for her beautiful, beautiful skin that she apparently had. We know that the desert peoples used frankincense as a resin for both anointing their rituals, but also on their bodies to protect them from the wares and the different things that happen to the body in the desert. So let's talk about what frankincense actually is so that you can know what you're dealing with. It is prepared from the hardened gum resin obtained by tapping the boswellia tree. So when you look on the internet or you go into maybe your holistic or your new age bookstore, you might actually see resin incense. Well, it comes in this like little balls, little sticky balls of incense. And that is what frankincense looks like when they take it and they separate it from the tree and dry it out, and then they'll create incense out of it. Well, they do the same distilling ritual that we do as part of extracting the essential oils from it to create the frankincense essential oil. Now, I want to talk about some of the benefits of this essential oil. It is a very robust oil with a lot of really great benefits. So when you look it up, and I'm not going to tell you everything here because there's a lot of information, and there's a lot of information out there for you if you really want to dig into this, and we will work more in time with it. Again, I don't want to overwhelm you. I want to encourage you, and I want to entice you to come in and play with the oils. So we're just going to talk about kind of some of the really more interesting and more prominent characteristics and benefits of this specific essential oil. So for frankincense, one of the things that we love about it is it promotes feeling of relaxation. And in terms of the health benefits, I'm going to say this with a caveat that I am not a medical physician and that these are not proven or disproven by the medical establishment. So just remember that if you have an issue with your body that you are concerned about, please see your physician to make sure that you're okay. So having said that, the frankincense oils may improve your gut function. Okay. They may reduce arthritis. It may improve asthma. It may fight some kinds of cancer. It will help maintain oral health. It has anti-aging properties. Very useful for balancing and moisturizing the skin. It is an anti-inflammatory, an antibacterial, and an antiseptic. It can protect the skin. It's been said to be able to balance your hormones, improve your memory, and help reduce pain, cramps, and fatigue. You can find frankincense on the WebMD map with a reference that you can find on the WebMD reference app information pointing to ancient Chinese medicines successfully using frankincense for the treatment of blood ailments and inflammation, pain relief, and swelling. And that they recommend and speak of the positive use of frankincense. And not very many essential oils are actually pointed to by the medical establishment as being proven to be of use. So it is a really great oil to work with. And I like to say this oil packs a wallop. So as an aromatherapist and an energy worker, I use frankincense to help stress release, to boost the spirit, to boost the immune system. I mix with jojoba or lanolin to create a great anti-aging cream. And I blend it with other oils when I want a kick of uplift to whatever it is that I am putting together for my client. So what we're going to do now, there's a lot of information. I want to also give you the categories that this oil belongs to so that you can have that. So frankincense is a base oil and is considered a spicy oil. So again, frankincense is a base oil and is considered a spicy oil. So frankincense will hold the scent as you're blending with it. You don't want to put too much on there that's going to be too pungent. You don't want to blend two bases together unless they complement each other, which you will find out as you play and experiment, right? But when you're dealing with an oil that is designed or that has natural properties, I should say, to lift the spirit, to lift the mood, you want that base oil to stand strong. So you want the lift to complement it and fade and let that base oil stand. So you're talking about your citruses are really great with your frankincense blend when you're making a blend. So I have a blend for you. This blend is a really simple blend. I'd like you to try it. See how you feel. This is an infuser blend. You're going to get your infuser and you're going to put some water in it to the water line. Don't overfill your infuser. You'll have all kinds of problems over time with your infuser if you overfill it. So please do not overfill your infuser. We're going to do a section on infusers specifically here as you go through the essentials of essential oils. So stay tuned for that. But this is my basic uplifting blend. So you're going to use frankincense, sandalwood, and wild orange. Okay. So that frankincense, you've got that spicy, right? You've got that beautiful base with the sandalwood. You've got that base as well, and it's a wood. So they're going to dance together, right? And with the wild own, it's a top note. So it's going to sit on the top and release and fade. And those other two scents are going to sit in the bottom, right? And they're going to stay there and stay with you in your room or with the person that you gifted to. So remember, I told you that list of the 12 oils that you'll see referenced in the Bible. So I picked an oil. It is the holiday season. I picked an oil blend for your infuser that uses frankincense that'll have a lovely lift to it. Your woods are perfect oils to lift and warm the mood when you're feeling kind of down. It lifts up the room. It brightens the room because it's nurturing. And sandalwood is one of those oils from the Bible. So you've got frankincense, sandalwood, and wild orange. We're going to take 3 drops of your frankincense, 3 drops of sandalwood, equal quantities of the two. So if you want to take that back to 1 drop because it's a little much for you, you can just equal shots of the two. I like my drops heavy. I love essential oil. So if you wanted to take it, bump it up, or you want to bump it down, depending on how long you're gonna sit that in your infuser, how large the infuser is, how much water is in there diluting it. But I've got 3 drops of frankincense, I've got 3 drops of sandalwood, and I'm gonna do 2 times the amount that I put of those in my wild orange. I have 6 drops of wild orange. 3, 3, 6. Place that in your infuser, turn that on and experience the lift in the room and lift in the mood. It's a great way to start your day. Another thing about frankincense, it's ingestible. I use doTERRA products. I'm going to do a section on ingesting your oils separately from this. So stay tuned for that. But as you play with your oils, this is one of the oils that's really good for you. Another thing you can do with your frankincense is you can take little drops of it, place it at the bottom of your feet at the start of the day. It'll help to balance you. Remember, it balances your hormones and balances your system. So there's a lot of things that frankincense will bring to you as you get your life in a space of clarity and calm and transformation. I hope that you've enjoyed this brief little program on frankincense. So a couple of things to recap. We discovered that frankincense is one of the 12 oils from the Bible. It is a base oil, and it is a spicy oil. Okay, it is a base and a spicy oil. We use frankincense for a variety of medicinal uses and a variety of mood enhancing uses. So it's a great oil, especially during the holiday season, to have just kind of floating around in your room, in your home. So that's what I have for you on frankincense. You have your recipe. I would love for you to tell me how it feels to take those 3, 3, 6 frankincense, sandalwood, and orange drops into your infuser. Drop me a line. Visit me at angelthacker.com. At the top, you'll see my Essentials of Essential Oils page in my menu. Click that and you'll see, all the information there that we've discussed today and in the prior shows. And you can also go in and ask questions if you'd like me to speak to specific things. I love to engage with you. And from time to time, I'll give away some blends that I've put together. So I'm looking forward to playing with all of you as we build our knowledge base here on essential oils. Because if you love essential oils the way I do, then you must be as passionate as I am to get the world in play with essential oils. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day. Bye bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.